Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Zucked Waking Up to the Facebook Catastrophe is a nonfiction critique of Facebook, written by Roger McNamee, a longtime Silicon Valley investor who once supported Mark Zuckerberg and later became one of the company's most prominent internal critics. The book combines memoir, technology analysis, and policy argument to explain how Facebook evolved from a celebrated platform into what McNamee sees as a major social and political liability. Its central purpose is not simply to condemn one company, but to show how the platform economy can reward surveillance, manipulation, and the amplification of harmful content. McNamee uses his insider perspective to describe the incentives, leadership decisions, and business model choices that shaped Facebook's behavior. The result is a book aimed at readers who want to understand the broader consequences of social media for democracy, privacy, public health, and the future of regulation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an insider's reversal from early Facebook supporter to public critic. One of the book's defining features is McNamee's own change of mind. He writes as someone who knew Facebook early, invested in it, and advised its leadership, so his criticism carries the force of a former believer rather than an outside opponent. That personal history matters because it helps explain why the book is framed as a wake-up call rather than a detached polemic. McNamee argues that his earlier optimism came from a common Silicon Valley assumption that rapid growth and technical talent would naturally produce social benefit. Over time, however, he says he saw that the company's structure and incentives made meaningful self-correction unlikely. This reversal gives the book a strong diagnostic angle. It is not only about what Facebook did, but about how smart, well-intentioned people can miss the consequences of a platform built to maximize engagement. The memoir-like structure also helps the argument because it shows the reader how trust erodes step by step. Secondly, surveillance capitalism as the business model behind manipulation. McNamee presents Facebook as an example of surveillance capitalism, a system in which user attention and behavior are continuously monitored, packaged, and monetized. The book emphasizes that the platform does not merely host communication. It learns from every interaction and uses that data to shape future behavior. This is central to his critique because it reframes Facebook's success as dependent on extracting detailed knowledge about users rather than simply serving them well. According to the book's argument, the company's real product is not social connection, but predictive power over attention. That logic encourages a design philosophy in which maximizing time spent on the platform becomes more important than supporting healthy discourse. McNamee's point is not just that Facebook collects data, but that data collection and behavioral influence are structurally linked. Once revenue depends on attention and targeting, the platform has an incentive to refine persuasion, intensify engagement, and treat users as subjects to be modeled rather than citizens to be respected. Thirdly, why outrage, conspiracy, and tribalism thrive on the platform? A major theme in the book is that Facebook's engagement-driven design favors content that provokes strong emotional reaction. McNamee argues that extreme views, inflammatory posts, and conspiracy theories spread more effectively because they generate attention, comments, shares, and repeat visits. This creates a self-reinforcing system in which the most polarizing material receives the greatest algorithmic advantage. The book connects this pattern to wider social effects, filter bubbles, tribal identity, and a gradual weakening of shared reality. McNamee is especially concerned that false or misleading information can travel just as efficiently as accurate information when both are measured by engagement. In that environment, misinformation is not an accidental side effect, but a profitable outcome. This topic is important because it explains how platform incentives translate into civic damage. The book does not claim that all division comes from Facebook alone, but it argues that the platform amplifies existing tendencies in human behavior and makes them more politically consequential by scaling them to billions of users. Fourthly, democracy, public health, and privacy as collateral damage. McNamee treats Facebook's harms as systemic rather than merely reputational. He argues that the platform affects democratic processes by enabling targeted political manipulation, making it easier for bad actors to spread propaganda and exploit social division. At the same time, he links the company's practices to public health concerns, especially through the emotional stress, misinformation, and addictive use patterns associated with social media. Privacy is another major casualty because the platform's data collection model depends on extensive surveillance and user profiling. The book's value here is that it widens the frame Facebook is not criticized only for internal misconduct or bad content moderation, but for a business model that externalizes costs onto society. This is what makes McNamee's argument resemble a public policy case rather than a standard corporate critique. He repeatedly suggests that the consequences are too large to be solved by incremental product adjustments alone. Instead, the book encourages readers to think in terms of systemic risk, where one company's incentives can distort media, politics, and personal well-being at the same time. Lastly, regulation, antitrust, and the case for structural intervention. The book ends up as a strong argument for government action, especially antitrust enforcement and structural reform. McNamee believes that Facebook's problems are not temporary bugs that leadership can easily fix, because the company's concentration of power and control over data create incentives to preserve the status quo. He therefore argues that meaningful change requires external pressure rather than relying on voluntary reform. This makes the book especially relevant to readers interested in technology policy, competition law, and platform governance. McNamee does not present regulation as a vague moral preference. He treats it as a practical response to market failure. In his view, companies that dominate attention markets can become too large to be governed by ordinary consumer choice. The book stands out because it connects technical design, business incentives, and democratic accountability in one framework. It suggests that the solution to platform harm may require breaking up power, not merely improving content policies or public relations. In conclusion, Zucked is best suited for readers who want a serious, insider-informed critique of Facebook, and more broadly, of the attention economy built by large digital platforms. Policymakers, technology professionals, journalists, students of media and political communication, and general readers concerned about misinformation and privacy will all find value in it. The book offers two kinds of benefit. Intellectually, it clarifies how surveillance-based business models turn engagement into a form of behavioral control. Practically, it helps readers understand why many platform harms persist even when companies publicly promise reform. What makes the book stand out in its category is McNamee's position. He is not an outsider speculating about Silicon Valley, but a former insider who once helped Facebook grow and later concluded that its incentives were fundamentally broken. That combination of personal credibility and policy urgency gives the book unusual force. Compared with more general books about social media, Zucked is narrower in subject but sharper in diagnosis, making it a useful reference for anyone trying to understand why Facebook became such a contested force in modern life. If you would like to support Roger McNamee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.